Cassava brown streak disease, CBSD, threatens food security in Great Lakes region of Africa. To date, there are 8 varieties under development, which are resistant to both cassava mosaic disease and tolerant to CBSD. But much more needs to be done in terms of surveillance, research, and good practices. Jan Helsen, FAO Agricultural Officer in Nairobi, has more.
Brown streak also, it has been known for a long time. Since the 1930s, it was identified in lowland Tanzania along the coastline and in northern Mozambique. But nobody really took worry because it was like localized. And this has to do with the way the virus is transmitted. Why people focused so much on the mosaic virus is that the spread was very rapidly across Africa and they had to come up very fast with improved varieties. So one can say that with support of the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture that worked through the national agricultural research systems and also with policy support from ASARECA, the Association of Research and Extension in Eastern and Central Africa, a lot of work has been devoted to developing, selecting new varieties with some kind of resistance tolerance to the virus. So the varieties we have now, they are, we can say, most of the varieties that have been improved over the years, selected with participation of the farming communities, are fully resistant. You know, they do not succumb to the virus. But unfortunately, none of those varieties that we are actually promoting now and distributing to farming communities have good tolerance to CBSD, to the brown streak. So if the inoculum, if the disease is not really widespread, for instance, I'm just giving an example here. In northern Uganda, we talk of an infestation rate of 20%. The cassava variety will do well. You know, you will see here and there some plants with some symptoms. But even areas like, for instance, in Bujumbura, Lake Tanganyika, it can be really devastating. So the varieties we have now, that is to come to your question, they are varieties that do well. Dus voor cassava mosaic, but under high inoculum of CBSD, where there is a lot of white flies, that is the vector of the CBSD, they will all succumb.
What do you recommend as the main response strategies?
Well, let's first say one of the main reasons why it is bad phytosanitation, for instance. Good varieties with bad varieties. Then there is a high population of white flies that spread the virus. So we should look for some kind of isolated fields, bring in varieties of which we know that having some tolerance, and keeping them away from the white flies, keeping them away from diseased material, and also make sure that your cultural practices are of good quality. Dus that you reduce the spread of the CBSD. And the fact that it is spreading now rather alarmingly implies that the communities are not fully aware. I cannot say nobody is not aware, but there is need for a lot of sensitization. And that has to do with the fact that also at the government level, at the institutional level, people have not been worried too much about CBSD up to the point that it's only recently that they officially acknowledged the existence of high CBSD rates of infestation.
Is the methodology of farmer field school widespread?
That depends again on the country and on the way that farmer field schools are being implemented. Tanzania has, as an example, has institutionalized FFS, and it seems to be a very good practice, you know, in bringing across principles of good phytosanitation. So if they dovetail the objectives of the FFS to good community phytosanitation and bringing in some principles of bylaws, for instance, community regulation of disease identification, how can you determine that this is a CBSD and not as a result of a green mite? You know, FFS is very successful. In other countries, we are in the process of gradually bringing in the FFS. A good example here is in Rwanda. So FFS is there, but it's still not yet up to the full potential. So you could say FFS is the mechanism to bring about community-based phytosanitation to respond in an effective way to CBSD, but there's still some work to be done.
What are the other major needs? Are we talking about also boosting research?
Yeah, definitely. This is part of a seed systems problem. Yeah? Dus and if the seed systems are not right, the downstream of the value chain will also be constrained. Dus you can only talk of effective markets if you really come up with a good seed system. And the seed systems commences with a good breeding material. This conventional breeding, there is now a lot of talk of molecular marker breeding, getting some of the genes in varieties that have some tolerance to CBSD and using this for speeding up the breeding process in cassava. But at the same time, I think there's need to identify local varieties that show naturally some kind of tolerance and to start testing those varieties under different agroecological settings and even putting them under in areas where there is a high inoculum and high incidence of CBSD. And those varieties, together with farmers, so we talk of participatory variety selection, if they do well, that would be a good entry point for improving the seed stock of the cassava.
How best do you think we can mitigate the impact of this disease in the overall agricultural economy in this sub-region?
I think it's something that has to be looked at from the bottom up and from the top down. So if you bring in farmer field schools and you train farmers doing community-based phytosanitation, this is the right step. But at the same time, there must be some institutional mechanism at the national level or at the regional level, if you talk of a big country like DRC, for instance, that understands also and that can assist in further mobilizing and putting in place strategies, longer-term strategies, to reduce the risk and to mitigate against this. So at the national level, it's all about surveillance, because now up till today we don't know where exactly is CBSD a real problem. There are areas with high incidences in a small country like Burundi, for instance, but there are also areas of very high incidence. So the national level should be aware, which are those areas? Can we use then that as a premise that we take, for instance, areas with low incidence and we take some clean material from those areas and we bring them to the high incident areas? So these are the national strategies. So surveillance, disease identification. We should all know what the symptoms are and not confuse ourselves with other diseases that may have more or less the same symptoms. At the same time, communities just have to be mobilized, have to be sensitized. And that means that we have to start training people at the national level, at the intermediary level. We have to have some kind of focal points that are linked up to the national level, regional level, but also very close to the community level. And that can inform both the community level, hey, you have a problem here of CBSD, but also get back to the national level and say, listen, in that area there is a high incidence of CBSD. So it's a strategy that looks at the whole gamma of... And regulation is very important. National regulation. If there is an area, I'm just taking again the example of Uganda, the incidence of CBSD in eastern Uganda is very high. In northern Uganda is limited. So don't move material, diseased material, from one region to another region. Let's put some laws, bylaws, regulatory mechanisms in place, and let's enforce them then. That is the other thing. This is not only good to have laws, but also to make sure that these regulatory mechanisms are being followed. And then the second more challenging part is the movement of non-certified material that we don't know the origin from between countries. I know this is very complex and it has to do with regional sometimes instability. If a problem occurs in one of the countries, people will move and they will take with them the planting material. So it implies that diseased material could cross borders. So there must be some kind of regulatory mechanisms at the frontiers. This is very complex. It requires a lot of resources. But in my travels in the region, more and more people have been asking FAO dus for support in this, not only in terms of, again, beefing up their infrastructure, but also in in the good identification of the disease and the issues of certification in general.